question is, do I need a website? Absolutely, you need a website. I would get a website as soon as you can. It needs to be one of your core marketing strategies, and it needs to be one of the initial things that you do from a marketing standpoint. Website's invaluable. At this point, the website, the search engines on the web are what the Yellow Pages used to be. I don't personally use the Yellow Pages, but I have friends in the tree business and landscape and other segments of the industry that are still using the Yellow Pages with success. They're not using it like everyone else. Yellow Pages still works, but I think the new Yellow Pages is absolutely the search engines. Google, Microsoft, Yahoo. So by Microsoft, I mean MSN or their new search engine Bing. That's the future. You need to be on the web. You need to get on the web now as well. And you need to start optimizing your website based on the keywords. And by that I mean, when someone sits down in front of the computer, what is it that's going through their head when they're looking for you? Whatever's going through their head is ultimately what they end up typing into the search engine. What I find is they usually search on the maintenance side of the business, they're usually searching on lawn care, lawn service, lawn maintenance, lawn mowing. Lawn is usually a core word. Landscape gets searched as well and quite heavily, but on the maintenance side, lawn is definitely the word that's always in the search term. From there, they usually use their city name, and then they sometimes use a city-state combination. To a lesser degree, we sometimes see the zip code put in. So by that, I mean you might see a search that is lawn care Austin, Texas, or lawn care Austin, or something along those lines. Lawn service, Plano, Texas. Anyhow, those are some examples of what you often see in terms of search engine, search terms. That's, again, what people are typing in. So what you want to do is you want to set up a website. You absolutely need it. And you want to use as many of those keywords throughout your site. Now, one mistake I'll see very often is those that have a website will go from one extreme to the other. They'll try to be so optimized with the search engines that they're found and they're well indexed, and that when somebody types in the term that they're found, that they just pepper the site with tons and tons of search terms, and then the copy's not very good. So yes, you might be found by the search engines, but then the copy, the wording on your website's so poor that it doesn't attract anyone to do any business with you. It doesn't keep them on your website and they move on. So you want to balance between optimizing your website with keywords and writing very compelling copy that'll get the user that visits your site to take some kind of action, whatever that action might be. We find the best action to have the user take is to give us their information and request an estimate. And we will offer them something to get that information from them. Sometimes that's something more than even just a simple estimate. Something else, just another few quick notes. Again, you've got to have a website. Start out simple. I understand sometimes they can be expensive. It's okay to start out with a template. I'm not very fond of template websites, but when you're just getting started, the goal is to keep money, expenditures to a minimum. A template's okay. If you're a more advanced business, I would spend some significant time and money building a very good website that's optimized for the search engines and really speaks to your clients. I would use video. I would use blogs. I would really focus a lot on that initial page that they land on. I would make it very compelling. I would use an autoresponder and some means to capture their information and then communicate back to them. I would work on your about page, believe it or not. I would include photos of yourself, maybe those of your team. But we find that a lot of those individuals that are searching, one of the top pages they go to is the page about you, about your company. They want to connect with you personally. Obviously, the front page is a page that gets a lot of traffic. So you want to figure out which pages are being visited the most, and you want to optimize those pages. I believe in whatever pages the client's on the most often is the very page that you want to put that call to action. What is it you want them to accomplish when they visit your website? I say you want an estimate. That's our sole purpose. We want them to request an estimate, whether that means they pick up the phone and call us, or that means that they provide their information on the web in some form of a form. So if that's the case, then you need to figure out what pages are they most often visiting. On those pages, capture their information. We do it right from the beginning. We figure that most people are coming and looking at our site, are looking at a lot of different lawn sites, and the reason they're looking is not because they're bored, but because they're actually looking for lawn service. So we put a request for an estimate or an offer to gather their information and submit them an estimate right on the front page. Then we do it throughout the site. So you need a website. If you're just starting, get one that's basic, but get it now. Start getting listed in the search engines. And then as you grow and you have money, spend money on the web. We have a lot of websites. We have a lot of keyword domain names. We have a lot of domain names. The web's a big strategy. It's huge. When our marketing is down, and what by that one I mean that we're having a lag and we're not doing a lot of marketing for whatever reason, the web continues to carry us. The web is a very, very huge part of our business. We are bringing in a lot of leads. Depending on the city you live in, that'll depend on the search volume, or better yet, depending on the cities you serve, there'll be different search volume by different cities. And you can use Google's keyword tool. They have what's called an external keyword tool that you can punch in some search terms and you can find out some estimates on how many searches are taking place on that keyword. So anyway, get a website. Don't even question it. Just go do it. If you can't afford it, start basic. If you can't afford it, really think through it. If you have questions, you're welcome to get with our company. But absolutely recommend you get a website and get a good one. Optimize it for keywords, optimize the copy, have a clear call to action, use headlines, blogs, video, anything you can think of to attract users, and anything that'll help you get indexed in the search engines quickly. Good luck.